Welcome back. I'm Tom Hall, and now I'm happy to introduce you to a local band that's beginning to gather a lot of national fans. Natural Velvet calls itself a dazed post-punk band. Their latest record dropped earlier this month. It's called Mirror to Make You. Here's a clip from the single off of that new album, It's All Mine. Craig Haddam plays drums, Kim Tay plays guitar, and I'm joined in the studio now by Corinne Osterman. She's their lead singer and bass player, as well as the guitarist Spike Arriaga. It's really great to meet both of you.
Thanks for having us.
And I think your record is terrific. I really like it a lot, and I love the video that goes along with
it. Oh my God, thank you.
It's very fun. I mean, there are all these guys dressed in these gold Speedos around a swimming pool and stuff, and some of them are incredibly good looking, and it makes me just plain angry about that part, but it's really fun. It's really fun. So, Corinne, tell me, because I just don't know, what is dazed post-punk?
I'm actually going to defer to Spike on that one.
All right, Spike.
All right.
It's on you, babe.
Yeah, so I guess we use the word dazed particularly because I feel like our version of what, you know, post-punk is to us is a little bit more like haphazard and kind of like more crazy and a little bit more and with a little bit more like psychedelia kind of in it here and there, but we're definitely pulling from sort of like the 70s and 80s like post-punk of like what was punk energies that turned into more like avant-garde, more experimental stuff, definitely like borrowing from that directly but also opening up to like other things and not being kind of like boxed in by that genre. But we like the way it sounds and we also like kind of like having those like connotations but also changing them because it's 2017 and like rock music in general is so different right now than it was obviously in the 70s and 80s, even 90s. So for us, I think it's kind of like we feel comfortable with it, but we're also willing to like not just like be like pigeonholed into that, but kind of like letting that definition change like with us as well.
Let's listen to a little bit of another tune. This is called Kronos. And Corinne, that strikes my ear as what Spike's talking about. I mean, 70s psychedelia and all that. I mean, that is not the sort of hard-driving kind of stuff you associate with post or post-punk even, the bands that we think of. I mean, but you also draw from history. I mean, you guys all met at MICA, or most of you met at MICA when you were students.
3 out of 4 of us are alumni, yes.
And you draw on art history and philosophy and social theory. I mean, that's all a big part of what you all do.
Absolutely. Yeah, with Kronos specifically, I was talking about the Foucauldian, like, power knowledge kind of dynamic where you have the idea of power that can come from multiple sources and isn't set in any kind of how to explain it properly, but
yeah, it's tough to reduce, you know.
But talking about power dynamics,
philosophy,
yeah, right? power dynamics, and especially within relationships, and also sociopolitically as well.
Yeah, and Spike, when you do a studio album, which is so beautifully produced as this one is, I've never seen you guys play live, but obviously, getting the energy and getting that sort of, you know, incredible sense of frenzy in front of an audience is one thing, but reproducing that in a studio is difficult. But you work for some really good people on this record, and it seems like you were able to accomplish that.
So we recorded in New York with the producer, engineer Martin Beesey, whose studio kind of helped us along the way a lot, because it was such a, it was basically a like really tall ceiling warehouse space, concrete walls, very industrial, which gave like a certain space and like dynamic to the album that we obviously didn't know what it was going to be like, because we hadn't been in the space like to record yet. I think that kind of lended itself to like the way that we work as being kind of more frenetic and like obviously sealing down what each part of the song was going to be, but being like, okay, like I have to decide what this more frenetic part will be defined as on the album. And not to say that we can't perform it slightly differently, because I think that's the magic of performing live, is it's not always going to be the same.
Sure. And Corinne, you also had a woman, Sarah Register, master the album.
She's unbelievably talented. We're so lucky we got to work with her. The record was mixed here in Baltimore by Rob Girardi at Right Way. We were very lucky to get to work with all of these really awesome engineers and producers. Yeah, I mean, Sarah.
And also, you and Sarah both in the punk business. I mean, it's not particularly common to have women in the punk, in punk bands or behind the scenes in a punk record at all.
No, but we're fast becoming a huge group of people within that kind of that musical sphere.
Well, I really do enjoy the album, and it's really been great to meet you. Thank you guys for coming in and Break a Leg as the album continues to make waves. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Corinne Osterman plays bass and sings. Spike Arriaga is a guitarist with the post-punk band Natural Velvet. Their latest album is called Mirror to Make You. It's on Friends Records. That's a Baltimore label, and we've got a link to more on our website, wipr.org/Midday. That's it for us today. Coming up Monday on Midday, Sinclair Media, which is headquartered outside of Baltimore in Hunt Valley, has recently gobbled up a bunch of television stations around the country. Some observers say that Sinclair could challenge Fox News for primacy in the very competitive world of conservative media. David Folkenflik of NPR and Hadass Gold of Politico, they're going to join me on Monday to talk about how Sinclair is changing the complexion of today's media landscape. Thanks to Marie-Louise Bistro for providing lunch today. They're located on Charles Street in Mount Vernon. They specialize in a blend of French, Italian, and Mediterranean cuisines. They're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, with brunch on Saturday and Sunday. Menu and reservations at Marie-Louise Bistro Catering. com. Midday's director and engineer is Luke Spicknall. Rob Sivak, Bridget Armstrong, and Kathleen Cahill produced the program. Austin Coughlin from Clean Cuts wrote and recorded the Midday theme music. Our interns are Zandra Ellen, Rollin Hugh, and Jen Schultz. Thanks again for listening. I look forward to being with you next week. We're going to send you out with one more track from Natural Velvet's new album, Mirror to Make You. This is Christina. Have a great weekend.